Tango Mobile.
AC.
Uniform 2 Tango, good afternoon.
Afternoon, good afternoon, Rusty, hope you're doing well.
Not bad, had to go out to the grocery store to pick up a couple items so I can fix a casserole for tomorrow. And while I was there, I just stopped next door and got me a Chinese carry-out dinner, and now I'm headed back to the house.
You know, I want to stay on the road a lot for a retired guy.
I figured out I don't like to just sit around doing nothing, so I keep on the move. I mean, I had chorus rehearsal last night. Got a few things going on today. Got to go home and play some radio this afternoon. And, you know, it just keeps going, as they say, you know. And I found out when it comes to getting stuff to eat out or eat in, I can fix stuff that'll last me for several days. And other times I'll just go grab a quick meal, like $5 for my lunch today. So I'm in good I'm good in status there, you know.
We don't. Anyway, I ran, get us a few hot dogs today. It skins here. We usually get a couple, but I got three today. I thought I was going to eat two, but decided to just add one each and split one.
The hot weather, you know, makes you don't want to eat a lot of stuff, or do a lot of cooking. So I waited too late in the day to fix this casserole, so I'll start it in the morning tomorrow before it gets too hot and I don't heat up the house too well, because I do got to put got to use the oven for a little bit. But anyway, you know, it is what it is, and we get things done and go on from there. And you been staying in out of the hot weather?
Like I said, just went up there, picked up some hot dogs, and so I was out about 30 minutes ago. It's pretty warm out there. Wore my big hat outside instead of wearing I used to wear a ball cap or something like that. Wore my big hat out there to keep the sun off of me. Even the limited time I'm out there, I really had to keep an eye on my skin. I'm where I had a bunch of stuff taken off. Not a lot, but, you know, I go once a year to have everything checked out, because most of the damage happened 40 or 50 years ago. You just have to keep an eye on everything.
On my church that has that problem, and all, I fortunately don't, but I do wear a hat when I go out. I don't, if I'm wandering around the yard, I've got a big floppy hat that I keep on, so, you know, I put it on, and it keeps the sun off my head and off my ears and out of my eyes type thing, and I wear ball caps when I go out, or I've got some of these little flat hats, I forget what they call those, but anyway. I got a couple of those. Some I wear in the winter, some I wear in the summer. But, yeah, I'm like you. I don't go out and wear, I don't stand around out in the hot sun a lot. So, going by all these places where they're building new subdivisions over here by me. By the way, how's your grass doing?
Not so good. We did get a rain for about an hour yesterday, which was pretty decent rain, which was unexpected, but it didn't rain long enough, but it burnt it up in a hurry, and it looks a little better, but I'm just not, you know, we haven't watered anything in probably 3 or 4 days now, maybe about a week. Well, yeah, that's the first rain we've gotten in about a week, and last time it rained about 30 minutes, this time it rained an hour, but it was pretty decent rain, but it just, you know, about 3 hours of good rain would really help it, but it's not looking too swift right now.
I got some utter downpours here last week towards the middle of the week. And in fact, one day I got, in about 40 minutes, I got about an inch of rain. So, but that's not a good rain when it comes that fast. And most of that runs off. But anyway, and I don't have a lot of grass. Mine's thin and everything, but it's gotten thick. So I've had just enough rain over in the last 2 weeks that I called my guy that does my grass and mows my grass. And sometime latter part of this week, after he picks his mower back up from the repair shop, he'll come over and mow my grass for me, so get that taken care of. I'm on a road that's 35 miles an hour, and I've got these people that run up behind me and feel like that if they get on my tail, I'm going to go faster than that, but they don't realize I'm not. I've gotten smart about this. 35 is the speed limit. That's what I'll do. And if they mess with me, I'll set my cruise control for 35, and that's all it'll do.
I do the same thing. I don't. I might do 5 over some years, but in town I keep it on 35 because they're sure catching. These days, a ticket is, you know, it's not only the cost; they double, basically double the cost of the ticket. Then your insurance goes up a little bit too. So I try not to do that. I don't pay attention to people on my bumper. I've had people ride my bumper for years when I was traveling. I just, you know, if I can move out of the way, I just move out of the way. But, you know, they can get around me if they want to, or in that big hurry, they can pass me. But they generally don't do that. I've had people pass on double yellows on curves and stuff like that. But I do, like I said, I just do the speed limit. I'm not, you know, I've had people just run right up on the back of me pretty often. But I don't pay, I don't even look at them in the mirror. My wife always turn around and glare at them. I said, don't turn around. I said, just, yeah. I said, I just pretend like they're not back there. I said, that way I don't know. Yeah, I just act like nobody's back there. Just keep going on my speed.
I do it sometimes. Well, I'm pulling back into the yard, and I'll catch you later. You have a good one. N4TJC, WU2T, 73.
U2T, N4TJC. Good talk to you today, Rusty. Have a good afternoon. 73.
CFA.
I've been calling you, I don't know how many times last week, trying to catch you. I've been trying to catch you on 97, Roger, but I must not hit you at the right time.
COVID quarantine last week, so I wasn't on a normal schedule at all. I was at home, and if I had the radio on, I was listening to the plant repeater, so those people could call me on the plant repeater if they needed to, or I could listen to 5-2. I thought about putting it on 9-7, but I never really thought about much of anything except trying to work from home, and, you know, and since I had 2 COVID tests that were both negative, you said, I wonder, well, what the heck was it? So, just because the tests were negative doesn't mean you didn't have it, but I don't know. Sometimes it just gets a little too weird. That's where I was, Gary.
Okay then, right?
I didn't have anything, but one day I had left Monday at 5 o'clock, and I was having, like, chills, and I thought, well, our air in our office had been out, and Lee, the air conditioning guy, came over and fixed it, and I thought, well, I caught a chill from getting cooled off that fast. So I got home and checked my temp, and I was close to 100. So I kept the fever pretty much through the night, and the next day, Tuesday, and it finally left pretty much about 5 a.m. Wednesday morning. So that's pretty much all I had, but that was aggravating enough, I guess.
I've had something like that happen a time or two in the last year, and never come up positive anything. So I think it's just either that, or maybe, you know, we could have had it, you know, a year ago or something, and, you know, every once in a while something flares up. Maybe it could be just anything. You know, just the weather, you know, whether it's too wet or too dry, the heat, it just it works on, you know, people have allergies like I do. You run a little fever with that sometimes. My temperature normally is pretty cool, but I get over 99, I can tell it. And I don't even need a thermometer to tell me something's not right. I just take a time long, take it easy for a day, and go about my business. But I don't hardly ever have any congestion or anything like that, you know, as far as other than just normal allergic stuff.
Well, I guess you know how they are over here. They have to go through the whole COVID protocol thing. So I did all that, and that was it. But anyway, yeah, Bill told me that he talked to the other night on the swap net or somewhere before the swap net or something. Y'all hadn't talked in quite a while.
He was talking to somebody, and I said, "Dadgum," I said, "that sounds familiar." And I always get his call mixed up. I always, you know, put the wrong letters in the suffix. And I said, Dick, and I said, Bill, that's Bill's, you know, he was talking about some Tentec equipment, and one of the guys here in town, just in fact, doesn't live too far from Bill, I don't think he's over there, well, I say don't live too far, but he's over there in, somewhere around Centerville, he's got some Tentec, he's got Tentec Omni maybe, or something Jupiter or something of that. I was telling him that there's another guy here in town that's a big Tentec guy, but I think Bill sold. He sold quite a few items, I think, and I think the only thing he had left was maybe that Argonaut he had.
Argonaut, he had the Jupiter, and he took the Jupiter down to, I don't know if you ever knew Les, K4NK, moved to way across Georgia, and Bill went last weekend down there and brought some stuff to him. I think Les has the Jupiter because he thought he had a guy down there that was going to buy it. I don't know yet what's going on. What's happened. But anyway, so that was pretty nice y'all got to get together there, but Bill's having to move, so he's selling some stuff. Might go into it in a little bit more detail later, but at the moment, I guess I better go to work. There's 101 on the old Tahoe clock here.
We've burned into company time. Roger, have a good afternoon. Good talk to you. Appreciate you coming back to me. We'll try to catch you again. I'm glad you're okay. In 5CSA and 4DJC, clear.
Okay, Jerry, I always enjoy it. You have a good afternoon. In 5CSA, mobile clear.
HCL, this is KO4 ULP. This is KO4 ULP, clear.